And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show for you today. It is a packed house in the studio with some great friends. We are talking about, collectively, one of our most favorite places to fish in the whole world, and that's Cedros Island. With Cedros Sport Fishing, it's going to be a great time. Rosie and RH, number two, we're going to be having a fun show, you guys. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live at 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Yeah, Rosie's got it down, man. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in the studio. And you mentioned RH number two.
Yeah. Got the team.
Upgrade. Upgrade.
So obviously, as you can hear, Pete Gray's out of the studio, out in Montana, keeping the trout on us and making sure everything's good there. And you know, it's going to be a real difficult show today. We've got a guest who's, you know, she's very shy and, you know, not really outgoing and doesn't have a lot to say because the place they fish is just kind of, eh.
So.
Yeah, it's Rosie from Cedros. I mean, the most outgoing, fun, rad person we have on the show. And, again, talking about just the greatest place ever. So, first, good morning, Rosie. So glad to have you here. And obviously we always love having, your awesome husband, Jeff, you know, who has been dubbed RH, Rosie's husband, under the weather today. And he's usually here talking fishing. He's got the best gig in the world. He's married to the lady who is Cedro Sport Fishing. So he has to go down there, do the field research all the time.
He does, absolutely.
Oh, very rarely do we have somebody who's better versed in that, but Jeff couldn't make it this morning, so you brought RH number two.
I did, and we are so blessed to have RH two with us today.
Filling in. And I guarantee you, I know Jeff is sitting in the hot tub right now having a Bloody Mary going, ha ha.
Gotcha. And Wayne, how fun to have you in this role. Obviously, Wayne's the newest addition to the team here at Let's Talk Hookup. I want to say you did a fantastic job with the shows last week, and I had so much fun. We listened while we were up in the Eastern Sierra with the family. Dallas and I got to take the boys up to with Adventures in Camping and had an amazing trip, and we'll talk more about that later in the show. But totally enjoyed it. You guys crushed it. It was awesome. It was really, really fun and a great job.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
You know how tough it is, Rick, keeping me in line, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those shows easily could have been 4 hours.
But it just went so smooth.
It was great.
Honestly, if you missed last week's show with
Brian or with Craig and Eric.
Yeah, with Craig Schumann and
Eric Cord.
And Eric Cord.
And
incredible.
That was awesome, man.
He mentioned something in there that we all need to be versed on.
Yeah, right at the end.
The
commercial ropes are going to be colored by state. So we need to make sure that we're not using those to get our rec guys in
our hoop netting, which just opened netting. Last night.
Yeah, right. And it sounded like it was a good opener.
Oh,
it sounded like it was a really good opener.
I'm ready.
I just got word from a couple of the boys, some of the guys from the shop. You know, we've got one guy that's just Ray, who's just lobster crazy. And, you know, I sent him a text last night around 8 o'clock. How's it going? He goes, I'm almost home. What do you mean you're almost home?
Yeah.
He sends me a picture. I mean, done, double limit, over, got him early crawl, on his way back, like Corey Sandin style.
Oh, I'm ready for that one.
The old Corey Hoopin days back at the house before the sun hardly went down.
I don't miss those.
Well, we're here to talk about a spot that I know is a favorite amongst everybody sitting across from me, and certainly mine, and that's Cedro Sport Fishing. Rosie, we are really pumped to have you. It seems like it was just such a good year this year. And Cedro's always kicks out. It's always great fishing. What did you do to make all these sea bass happen? Like, this was the craziest year ever.
The craziest year.
So
you know,
cool.
I remember when we first started, because it was all about yellowtail and calico. We're the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. And then about, I don't know, I think it was like maybe 2019. It's like all of a sudden, halibut.
Yeah,
everyone's
right.
Like, okay,
we're
at the halibut.
Yeah, I want to do that now.
Exactly. And it turned into the halibut capital of the world. And it's like, you see these guys, they were coming back with these monster halibut. I mean, not like Alaska, but these Pacific halibut
that were
just beautiful, beautiful fish. And it's like, man, I thought, like, we hit the jackpot there with these things. And then this year came.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the heck? It started off on day one. I was getting pictures. And here we go. It was one.
And it hasn't stopped.
And it hasn't stopped.
They've had white sea bass every trip for the whole season.
And some trips, people were getting Mexican limits of white sea bass.
Five fish limits
a day for the trip.
For the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember because, you know, I'm a stickler still about fish processing. And it's like people come across the border and I want to make sure things are done right, or the vacuum sealer is working well and everything. I opened up one guy's bag and I started looking. It's like white sea bass. It's like he didn't bring home any yellowtail. His whole bag was white sea bass.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And still getting them. I have divers that they went at the end of August. And when they came back, they had told me the first day that they went, they were fishing with Captain Martin. They got out. There were three divers. And, you know, they lay there for a minute, you float, and you kind of scope it all out.
Like,
and they all, you know, went like this. And they're like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? They said, as far as you could see. As far as you could see, it was white sea bass.
Incredible.
They said it was hundreds of them.
Wow.
Because you just couldn't believe it. And they were like, you know, because they take a fish, they get to pick and choose. And they're like, well, which one do I want? I'll take you, buddy. You're going to be on the dinner plate tonight. They said it was incredible.
And with this amazing sea, it's not like the yellowtail fishing or calico bass fishing was slow. This was just in addition to. Still limits the norm for every boat, every time.
You're fishing for the yellowtail and the calico, and you're catching the white sea bass.
Crazy.
Yes.
On the same gear. You're not changing anything.
Well, and what they said was crazy, and I don't know if you had this experience when you were down there. They were saying that, like, when they're bringing a white sea bass in, there's white sea bass following.
Yes,
how incredible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're
amazing.
Big. I want to be right there.
You want a free gaff it or what? You know? Oh, my gosh. But it has been incredible.
That's awesome. Well, it's been so fun. And give us the rundown. I mean, I think at this point, so many people have heard. It's every accolade, every person that goes. We're going to have 2 hours of people again. Oh, my God, it's the best trip of my life. But what is the rundown? What is a Cedro's trip like for somebody that hasn't made it yet? They've always thought about it. I don't know how, but there still is, and there always will be. There's still intrepidation about I don't know about flying out of Mexico and all those things.
Yeah.
Give us a little rundown. What is a Cedro sport fishing trip like when you book with Rosie and you get all of the amazing, you know, Rosie coaching throughout the year. You are the best in the world at, you know, kind of telling people what to expect before the trip comes. You send private emails to people. Hey, this is kind of what it's like. This is an idea. This is the clothes you should bring. Like, you do such a good job, but, you know, my day has come. It's time to go fishing. How does it work?
Well, first of all, you know, this is an international trip. I think a lot of times people forget that this is an international trip.
Because it's so easy.
Because it is so easy. Yes. You got to have all the right documents. So I tell everyone, look, I do basically everything for you coming and going. You just need to show up with your tackle and your clothes.
Yeah.
And I will do the rest.
Your passport.
So, yeah. And your passport. Thank you. Yes. And your passport and your toothbrush, toothpaste, and sunscreen. Okay. But basically it's, you know, I meet you down at the Cross Border Express. I have everything ready for you. I have a concierge. I hold your hand on this side of the border. I've got a concierge service that holds your hand on the other side of the border. They literally, once you cross the sky bridge, scoop you up, guide you through customs and immigration. And there ain't nothing that Hugo, Michelle, and I can't overcome.
Yeah.
Okay. We've had some challenges. But they're between the two of us, and we just talk back and forth and get it taken. We had some guy come out of the bathroom and take a wrong turn and go out of TSA check.
Oops.
So literally out to the front of the airport. So it's like, take a picture of yourself, show me where you're at, and you can go back and scoops and back up. I mean, but
that's why you do it.
But that's why we do it. It's like, there's nothing we can't overcome. That's so awesome. It's like, basically, I meet you there. Coming in and going with all the paperwork that you need. Hugo and Michelle guide you through customs and immigration. Now, I do have you there a little bit early, and I tell everyone I do not apologize for having you there early.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going fishing with how many rod and reel setups?
Totally.
How much are each of those reels costing? $500 each. You could have $2,000, $2,500 worth of reels, or if you got some of those newfangled spinning reels that are $1,200 to $1,500 each, you're going across that border with a lot of money. Your luggage does not go through the regular part of the Tijuana International Airport.
Okay.
It is not baggage handled by anyone other than Hugo and Michelle. It gets labeled, it gets tagged, it goes down our conveyor belt to our truck, out to our airplane.
That's so cool.
So I don't apologize for having you there a little bit early because I got two people watching over your stuff, not 40.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, you know, basically you hang out in the airport for a little bit and you can have your, fish tacos and your cerveza. All we say is that, remember, we're only as strong as our weakest bladder. Take your potty break before you get on the airplane. Yeah. And, you know, hour 45, we got a new Cessna Grand Caravan EX. So the EX is a larger engine. Even if you look at the prop, it's instead of three blades, it's now four blades on the prop to handle that bigger engine. So it's even faster now. Get you down, instead of 2 hours, we're about an hour and 45 minutes or even less.
Oh, cool.
Depending on if we have a nice little tailwind or something.
That is one of the coolest flights that I've ever experienced.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Like looking at the Baja coastline. And
so beautiful.
It is.
Or just the everyone always loves the takeoff coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we fly off the cliff. Yes, you do.
Literally.
You fly off the cliff.
Yeah.
It's the only flight where if you're looking good, you can see a Garibaldi about 1 second before your wheels are on concrete. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
Isn't that the truth?
And one of the coolest things is, you know, as you're flying down and you leave the coastline, Punta Baja, and you're headed for Cedros, you have
so
that,
beautiful.
Like, what is it, like a 15-minute window or 20-minute window of over the water?
Yes.
And you start to see Cedros, you know, is coming up, and it's just flying that coastline of Cedros before you land, it's just, everybody's so giddy and excited.
You got me fired up right now.
Dude, I love it.
And it's just so pretty because you come up on the lee, the Punta Norte.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see down the lee and it's so pretty. And then you see the clouds like usually hovering on the weather side. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and it's.
Oh, the worst is when you start seeing fish boiling below you.
On the
You see them and you're like, oh, there's a school right there. Oh my God, those are big. Yeah. Yeah. You see that boil on the water. You're like, get me off this plane. I got to go fishing.
It's just amazing. And then to be welcomed by the crew,
right?
The way they welcome you and they're just so happy to have you there. I mean, you are instant family, you know, and they just take such good care of you.
I think that's when like the realization comes because, you know, your anxiety or whatever it is for the flight and everything else happens and, you know, you get on the plane, but boy, the second you land and you realize when you go to grab your bag and there's somebody saying like, oh no, we got this, man. You go have a water, go have a beer, go have a Coke, whatever. Like, go sit in this nice air conditioned car. We got all this. Like, yeah. That's when the realization hits. Like, yeah. Oh, this one's different.
It is. And it's like, I'm going into my 10th year.
Yeah.
If you can believe
that's
that.
That's crazy, right?
Crazy going to my 10th year. And I have to say, our crew is second to none. They are just so wonderful. Like I said, that you are instant family. Trust me, there's a challenge getting stuff to the island, and what they do with so little, or how we get it there, is absolutely amazing. No one knows, you know, it's like I always say, it's like that duck on the water gliding ever so smoothly. That's what you all see. And then there's us underneath the water, just paddling like heck,
making
it all work.
Yeah.
Rosie makes it so easy because you don't have to worry about any of the paperwork. She hands you an envelope and says, this is your packet. Yeah. Here's your CBX. Here's your Visa, your FMM. Everything is right here ready for you.
Yeah.
Here's something I want to bring up too. And Wayne, you're mentioning all that, and that's all an expense. Like CBX, like if I'm flying within Mexico,
you have to purchase your own CBX.
And they have gotten so busy that it is now like seasonal cost.
Right.
Like
yes.
It's not $10 anymore.
No.
It's like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be $16 each way, or it could be 20 whatever each way, right?
Right. And high season is 40.
But Sabre Sport Fishing, right. Sabre Sport Fishing is covering all
yes.
that. And that's what here's what I want to bring up is, I know a couple people, and they'll remain nameless, because they've tried other outfits. There is competition.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But competition drives beauty and excellence with those that
it
know
only
what
makes
they're
them
doing.
Better.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So when you see a ticket price for 8 to 10% less, beware. I'm warning you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to cover your own CBX stuff.
You've got your own Mexican fishing license.
Thank you.
Your own visa. You may not.
Fish processing.
I was just going to say, and you're going to have to cover your fish processing per bag.
On top of all that, you do not know what you're going to eat. I promise you. Like, I've heard some nightmares, and I witnessed it. They actually came over and wanted to see what was happening at Rosie's place.
Yeah.
Because theirs was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was there for that.
Yeah.
And just beware. That's all I'm saying.
You know, as you guys know, fish processing's near and dear to my heart. We've always done the table ready. You know, I told the guys, I remember I was down there in the very beginning, and they didn't take the gaff marks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to the guy, do you eat that?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it off.
Yeah.
Table ready means open the bag, ready to go.
Put it on the grill.
Commercial grade vacuum sealer,
mm-hmm.
You know. We had to take seats out of the airplane to get that vacuum sealer onto the plane to get
kidding.
It down there. The thing was so heavy. It was unbelievable. And trying to get it off of the plane and to the lodge, it was
But
awesome.
Coming back with all that bounty that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I still have people weekly say, your fish is the best.
Yeah.
It is so clean. The bags are dry. The vacuum sealer is just stellar. We've got a really great vacuum sealer. I mean, that vacuum sealer, I remember when we bought it, was close to $5,000.
Right.
And I always thought, I said, gosh, should we get a backup one? Should we get a backup one? Well, that vacuum sealer is now $8,000.
Right. Yeah.
But we just make sure we change the oil and we just keep it, you know,
but, I mean,
new sealers on it. It's awesome.
You said it. You're coming back with, you know, you're coming back with a cooler full of white sea bass, and the care that you guys give it, that fish is good for a year. It's good for 2 years. It's good. Whatever. I mean, it's just.
And
you know,
the fish processing's included, you guys. I mean. Yeah. Look, my husband just came back off a long range trip. I can tell you what our fish process is. And that's all included.
Yeah.
I mean, just take that right off the top. I mean,
you have a big trip. You can easily hit another ticket price for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Not that it's not worth every penny, but I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
You know, like high quality good stuff is not cheap.
You're going to pay for it.
And going with Sabre Sport Fishing with Rosie, everything's inclusive. The only
That's
thing,
right.
and I can tell you because I enjoy an adult beverage at
there
the end
you
of
go.
The day, right?
That's
the only thing additional. And
That's right.
You want to go down and get some tecates at the local store? I mean, they're a couple bucks a piece at the most, right?
Well, and then she was importing some beer, too, that we, you know, we happened to drink it all up while we were there.
Oh, Wayne's on the good side.
Huh? Yeah, we were really blessed. We were able to start off. We got Modelo's, Pacificos, and Coronas, and we got a whole bunch down to the island. But some trips.
Yeah,
all.
Yeah.
RH number two. Put an end to that for the rest of them.
Quality assurance.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so.
As you can hear, we've just got such a good show. It's just, this is so easy for all of us to get to talk about because it's a place we love and the fishing's incredible. There's no need to come up with fancy descriptions to talk about Cedros. It's just awesome. It's family. It's, you're taken care of like your family. The fishing is incredible. And I just can't wait. It's going to be a really fun show today, Corey.
So well said, Rick, because it truly is family and it's so easy to talk about and it's, who doesn't like fishing yellowtail on the surface iron, right?
Oh, man.
Come on,
give
it, bring it on.
Best.
And then
swim baits.
Swim baits too, yeah, there you go. And, God, just a beautiful place on this planet. It's so easy to get to. You can leave in the morning, you're fishing in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Or, you know what? You leave in the morning, you're back home in the afternoon cooking some of your fresh fish.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, years ago, it's like it used to be a boat ride for 2 days.
Oh, it was. Exactly. Now it's so easy and accessible. Yeah. You want to join us on the show today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're on 97.3 The Fan. You can give them a call at 833-288-0973. That's the number to The Fan. You can get right in here and talk to Rosie. Maybe you have a killer story or a question. Or just send us a text via the app. And that through the app, it's very simple. It says text the show right there. And when you do text the show, you want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number because at the end of the show, Rosie's going to flip the prize coin. She's already on cue, got it going. And somebody's going to win a killer pair of Costa sunglasses, ooh, man. The 580 glass lens on that Reefton Pro. Ooh. Woohoo, man.
That's
right?
A really
exactly.
Nice pair. That's that one's close to $300.
Wow.
These are very, very high-end Costas.
How cool is that? I mean, everything that comes from Costa is like top-notch,
yeah,
right? And you might have a $180 pair or $280
yeah,
pair, but they're all top of the line. And this is one of the most expensive pair there is. And again, it's the Reefton Pro, the gray frame, gray silver mirror 580 lens. And we're going to be right back and let's talk about more with Rosie in this killer place called Cedros Sport Fishing. And I can't wait to go again, Rosie.
Woo-hoo.
I love it, man. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk About YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the Eastcape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the Eastcape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the Eastcape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide. And that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff set with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at SagroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like we were talking about having Sagro's Sport Fishing in the house, Rosie and RH number two, a.k.a. Wayne, right? Sorry, Jeff isn't in the studio today, right? But giving away a pair of Kosa sunglasses, and we're going to be on 97.3 The Fan for the first hour here. And then you're going to have to tune in on that app for that second hour, right?
You got it, brother.
And that's the way you'd send us your text if you have a question or a comment for Rosie. And you can do that only through the app, giving away that pair of Kosa sunglasses with a coin flip at the end of the show.
I'm so stoked. That's a great pair of glasses at Reefton, Kosa. That, the gray silver mirror 580, that's my combo. Yeah. That's the one that I wear 99% of the time. Not when we were up in the Sierras. I went for that that real bright sunrise silver mirrored. We were fishing in a lot of.
So you can see all those trout?
Yeah, a lot of overhang, a lot of small creek, a lot of shade, so I wanted a bright pair, but 99% of the time, including right now, I'm a gray lens silver mirror guy.
Your boys have a good time, Rick?
Oh,
or do the parents have a better time?
That was all time. It was an all time trip for sure. Yeah, we did adventures in camping, and it's just, I want everyone to utilize that service. Nothing to do with them. We found them, through Bart Hall years and years ago. They were never a part of the show. We just utilized the service, had such a great time, and, they have since become sponsors of the radio show, and I just can't sing the praises enough of it. It's such a cool, thing that they do. You go on their website, you pick out whatever trailer you want, and, whether it's just two 20-year-old dudes in college that want a very cheap way to go to, fish the Eastern Sierra and have a very small, very inexpensive trailer, you can do that. All the way up to multiple families, big, giant luxury trailers, slide outs and all that stuff, and everything in between. And, our family was an in-betweener. We did a 26-foot trailer, and Shannon helped us pick it out. It had a bunkhouse in the back, so there's like a set of bunk beds in the side of the trailer. The boys were super into climbing up and down.
Exactly. They loved
it. It was so cool. And it was great. Yeah, incredibly comfortable. And you just don't do any – like, we pulled up to our campsite, which we pre-reserved, and the trailer was there. They already had all of the camp chairs around the campfire. The generator was there. It was all fueled up, ready to go. The fridge was on and cold, and we just slid in and – yeah, it was just like home. There was a creek that was probably 20 feet behind the back of our trailer.
Crazy.
And I'll bet 90% of our fishing for the week was out of that. It was so good.
Wow.
It was.
How cool.
It bordered on wide open rainbow and brook trout fishing. It was right out our door. You could literally stand on the doorstep and make a cat. If you had the awning retracted back that happened at the push of a button, if you wanted the shade, just push a button, like super modern, the whole awning comes out on its own. If that was back, you could make a cast from the trailer door and catch a trout. It was so cool, you guys. Yeah.
Your campsite looked like a brochure picture.
Yeah, it really was.
It really was so beautiful.
Was cool.
I'm so jealous right now. And happy belated birthday to Dallas.
So Dal and I have been going to the Sierras for her birthday, damn near since we've been dating, going on 9 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
And, 9 years when she was Rosie's roommate.
So amazing.
We hadn't been since having the boys, and the adventures in camping is what made it happen. We were in a big trailer with a bathroom and a shower and a bathtub to deal with the boys and a heater and an air conditioner.
Wow.
It was so cool to get back.
So how late do they offer that service, through October?
Yeah, I think it's through October, and I don't know what the end date is. I know that we were on a trip that was close to Halloween, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could look it up.
And I ask you because the changing leaves and the colors, is that happening now?
This
did you see that?
This is the time to go. I know that the popular season is summertime. It's July, and it's August. All this is it. You get the fall colors. Our weather was so insanely perfect. It was 75 degrees and perfect blue sky. But in the nighttime, it got cool, and you wanted to have a campfire, and you wanted to roast s'mores with the boys, and, you wanted to have your hoodie and a pair of jeans on.
So
and it was
awesome.
Brisk in the morning, but by the time you got up and, took your first
walked down the creek and caught a couple rainbows, like you were shedding your jacket by the time you got back before you cooked breakfast. It was perfect.
And it's not as crowded. Up
right,
there.
That's what I was going to say.
There's
you know?
No one there.
With school back in session.
Yeah. And the fishing season goes till November 15th in Mammoth.
Okay. Yeah.
And man, it was it. I just couldn't begin to recommend it enough. It was so, so cool. Yeah, we had a great, and then to get to share that with the boys and the fishing is, it's Mammoth. The fishing is, the thing that's so cool is the fishing can be as easy or as technical as you want. You know, mm-hmm. We fished a creek that you could, in a lot of spots, you could jump across it. It was all sight fishing. Like, there's your fish. You know, Wyatt cast your little night crawler in front of them and let the stream bring it to them and you'll catch them almost every time. Like, easy fishing for kids, all the way up to very technical fly fishing. Like, Dallas really got into fly fishing when we were up in our Katmai trip. She'd done it before, but, like, really caught the bug. Like, very good technical dry fishing. There was brookies in our stream. It's Eastern Sierra. You can travel to any water, lakes, streams, creeks, you know, still water, deep trolling, whatever. It's all everywhere you go up there. There's fishing within minutes of where you're staying. It was awesome. Yeah. So a great trip. Yeah. I didn't mean to take all the time, but I don't have enough.
No, but you
got to
mention the adventure and camping.
It was great. Yeah.
They
crushed it. And then again, I got to say, and Rosie, I know this because you guys were big. That was my background in the old days. We were big desert people. We had a big toy hauler.
Yeah.
There is so much involved with bringing your rig and your thing that, like, the day before your trip ends, your trip is already half over because you've already started doing all the prep work to get your trailer home. And like the last afternoon, you're already like half packing and you're starting to do the things and you're changing tires on the rigs and you're getting all the stuff together. And then the morning of, it's anxiety. It's like, I want to get on the road. I want to get before these people. It like doing the adventures, it like added a day to the trip because you don't do anything. Like, you fish the whole time. We fished, we made breakfast, and when we were done, you throw the keys to the trailer on the table, and you get your truck, and you drive home.
And
no trailer towing, no worrying about passing somebody, hearing a note. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Rick, there's nothing that gives me more white knuckle than that 395.
Oh,
that 395 and trailers. And
oh, well, you've seen the weather.
Half of you.
Oh,
and they've had weather on the 395,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not easy having a bigger rig, right?
And you throw in the Southern California crowd that, like you said, just wants to pass. And
dude, we hopped in the car, cruised home. Boys had a great time. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. And that Adventures in Camping is what did it for us. I don't have any connection to them other than the show. And that is from the heart. Like, I know that is the easiest way to enjoy it. And because we've done everything, like we've been going up there a lot. We did. You know, we've tented it a bunch. We've Airbnb'd it. We've stayed in cabins. Like, this is it because you get all of the cool amenities, but you're still camping. You get the campfire. You get all the good stuff. And you're in it, you know?
Yeah, like, you're right there.
The creek is behind us. You know, the Blue Jays and the Chipmunks and all that stuff is around you. But then when you are done, you want the comforts, like, the air conditioner's running inside. You go and take a shower afterwards. It's awesome.
We could almost say that Ryan Doerr is almost the Rosie Flowers of the Sierras, right? I mean,
no, Shannon is the
Shannon.
Shannon's
the one.
That's why, she's the Rosie. No. Ryan's the man and the fun guy to talk about fishing and the guy you high five afterwards. No, his lovely wife is the reason it runs so smooth. But if you, all that joking aside, it is that reason because she's just like Rosie. Like, Their follow-up is, like, impeccable, and just like Rosie, like, she was asking us questions that we didn't think about. She goes, hey, you know, I know you said you might have some friends coming up. You guys want us to throw in a couple of extra camp chairs just in case? Oh, yeah, we should probably do that. Hey, you've got the boys coming. We have these, like, 25-foot square giant, like, dust mats, like, you know, the most people don't need them. If you got the boys playing, probably a good idea. It just gives you a barrier where they're not necessarily in the dirt the whole time. They played on that thing the whole time. I wouldn't have thought about any of that. Like, it's just people that are so good at their business, like Rosie and like Shannon, they just know all the little things that you don't think about. And they're the reasons that our trip was so good.
So one question that came up was, do they make the reservation at the campsites for you?
You it depends on where you're going and what you're doing. You make your reservation and they will assist you in, you know, like, so there's laws that exist where they can't like book a reservation for you, but just like Rosie information, like that's how we found all the places we like was calling them. And, you know, we like being a little ways out of town and we would prefer to have the creek right out our back door. Other people would prefer a nice campground that's in town. So if I want to run to the brewery or run to the grocery store, I can. Some people want to be all the way off the grid. We needed somewhere in between. So they'll assist you into like, hey, if you like this, that, and the other,
you should check out Campground X, Y, and Z. I really like Space 9 at this one. I like Space 14 in this one. Yeah. A lot of people stay in Space 7 at that one. And then you just go on the website, make the reservation, and say, okay, Shannon, I got it. I'm staying at Lake Mary. I'm in Space 14. And then they'll take care of it.
Do they do Bridgeport Mary. All the way down to Compton?
Yeah, you got it.
Perfect.
Exactly. Wow. I think all the way down to Bishop.
All the way down to Bishop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. A great place. And more than anything, getting to take the boys there was really, really cool. Both of the boys successfully caught a bunch. Wyatt's now getting to the age where he's fishing, and he caught a bunch of fish, which was really cool. And Waylon, who's our 1 year old, we were definitely able to say he wound in a couple of trouts, you know. So we had assistance there, but yeah, we got the job done. It was awesome. Oh, it was so good.
Special memories.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of special memories, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Everybody's dying to talk Seagrass. We're going to jump right into it, Corey.
How about Dave? Dave calling from Anza. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Rosie, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed my trips down there. And I got to tell everybody, it's more than a fishing trip. It's an adventure. So, and I particularly love that plane ride down there. You know, I'm a pilot. I flew my own airplane down that Baja coastline, and there's nothing like it. So my question for you, one thing I've always wondered, you know, everything seems to be running so smooth down there. You know, the food, your accommodations, the boats and all that. And here you are on this remote island down in Baja. What are some of the logistics you have to go through at the start of the season and during the season to keep your operation running as smooth as you do?
It is a great question because, like we were just saying, I was talking about that duck that y'all see cruising on top of the water, and there's us pedaling frantically underneath. You know, we purchase so much stuff during the beginning of the season, whether it be, you know, the Gatorades, the waters, you know, new towels, new linens, you know, shampoo, soap, tackle. The tackle room is great now. And there's a few different ways that we do get that stuff down there. All of the stuff that the larger stuff gets put on pallets. We literally get a box truck. We drive it down to Guerrero Negro, and we put it on the barges that go over for the salt transport facility.
Oh, okay.
And then a lot of the stuff will go over that way, and then the crew will pick it up in the trucks. And we do have a storage facility that is off-site that nobody can really see. It's kind of out of town a little ways that we store all that stuff in. Getting freezers down there. We had a couple challenges with freezers this year. Mid-season, we're buying ice machines and freezers, trucking it down to Guerrero Negro to get it across on the salt transport facility. The challenge is it just takes time. We do have a cargo boat, and I don't want to even say it's a ship because it ain't no ship. It is a boat. Wait, I'll show y'all pictures, okay? And it's the first year that I've actually seen the boat. Okay. I keep on asking for pictures of the boat. Well, I finally got pictures of the boat that was bringing waters and Gatorade, whatever that we need that gets – It departs from Ensenada. It's a 3-day trip from Ensenada to Cedros to get all that stuff to the island. So, yeah, the logistics are crazy. We are also blessed that we do have one of our coworkers, Luis, that works in the Ensenada area that'll purchase stuff, whether it need to be at Costco, Walmart, or, you know, all of that carne asada that you get the first night, or that grass-fed prime ribeyes that you guys get the last night. All of that comes out of Ensenada, and it goes on the plane and flies to the island. So there's so many different ways to get stuff to that island, and it's all got to work.
Yeah.
It's all got to work. So, you know, even like, you know, the propane and the gas, they won't put it on the same boat.
Right.
Propane goes on one boat.
Oh, right. Okay.
Gas goes on another. So which one's coming this week?
Yeah.
you hope it's the right one.
Yeah, totally.
Right. And you always try to have backup. Trust me. I mean, it's like, you know, fuel comes in 40-gallon barrels, not 55. How many are we going to need?
Yeah.
And getting fuel sometimes can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We've done pretty darn well.
Make it all work.
We're making it work.
She brought up the carne asada.
Oh,
the carne asada.
Factor, that carne asada.
And that's
so good.
That's the traditional opening meal.
Yes.
It's so fun because it's family style.
It is.
And like everybody sits around, and you know, at this point, so many groups have gone together, and it's most, you know, I mean, I'm speaking for you, but I'm assuming most of it, what you do is charters at this point, because everybody has such a good time that this was an open trip at this one point, and four guys went together and they realized like, I need to do this forever. I'm
Absolutely.
Just going to take the whole trip. So a lot of times guys are familiar, but there's so many times they're not. The Let's Talk Hookup trip's a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Everybody sits together. Everybody's at the big table. Everything's family style. And hey, man, pass me the tortillas and pass me the carne. And it's just, it's so good. It's so
it
fun.
Is so good. And it's just, and it's so fresh and it's so simple.
Yeah.
The simplicity of it is such a delight to see how they just share everything.
You're killing me, man. I want to be there and overlooking the water while you're doing all that.
I got to say one last thing about the food, and we don't want to dwell on, but how on earth can you have amazing ribeyes to finish off the trip, killer carne asada, but how can everybody's favorite meal be a bowl of soup? How is that possible?
Incredible.
How is it possible that a bowl of soup is still the one that's the best on your mind?
The pozole to me. I love the pozole. You love it?
Good.
The meatballs, is it albondigas? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people love that one, but I tell you what, the pozole for me does.
It sounds so silly, but they're the most incredible, tasty.
Dude.
Well, and you know, it's so funny because, you know, I get that hot broth.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I had taken all the other stuff out, but I was like still dipping and they were going to take it away. It's like, oh, no. Don't you take that away.
My favorite thing is I don't know the right way to say it, but everybody that's been there is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. You come back from fishing.
Oh.
I know what you're going to say.
The yellowtail sashimi.
Yes.
Carpaccio, whatever the heck. I mean, it is.
I get so many people asking for that recipe.
It's incredible.
And, you know, basically all it is it's sesame oil and some soy, and they know, then they doctor it up with some onions or cucumbers or something like that. It's very
fresh
simple.
Fish.
So fresh.
Yeah. You're killing me.
Yeah,
hey.
And listen. One more thing.
Yeah.
This year we finally figured it out. Yeah. We made a deal with the Abalone and Lobster Co-op.
No, you didn't.
We have a lobster for everybody all year.
Cool. Wow.
All year.
Wow. How amazing is that?
So lobster season just opened up, but from the first trip in May to the last trip, they have
lobster dinner.
Their steak and lobster dinner.
Incredible. How does that top it off? Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cookup, man. We got all this stuff to cover. We've got fish reports, your calls, text, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Cookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFCO. Save huge on AFCO psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, Saturday, November 1st.
If you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar.
Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit promarihe.com to gear up today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the world headquarters this morning. And God, they're pretty empty down there too, Rick. I mean, we saw the Royal Star unloading, and
yeah, somehow we got. I mean, it's easy for me to get sidetracked when I'm talking Rosie and Cedros and all this stuff. We forgot to mention it happened. Fall happened.
Fall happened.
Yellowfin tuna fishing, absolutely tremendous. There is some I mean, I would say we're probably having some of the best numbers fishing we have had the entire year. Excellent, excellent yellowfin tuna fishing. And exactly what it's supposed to be. Fly line, 25-pound, pick out a bait, cast it out, hook one, biting colt snipers, biting clear poppers. We saw lots of trips, especially the guys that had, because it's a little, there is some yellowfin that has sprinkled its way all the way up to the local banks, you know, 15, 20 miles from home. The bulk of it is down. Certainly overnight range, but really best at day and a half range, Colonnet and above, you know, that like 80, 90 miles is where it's the best. Guys that are on multi-day trips, we've seen several boats this week, limits of bluefin and limits of yellowfin.
Incredible.
This was a spectacular week of fishing.
Here's, you know, that's exciting as heck, right? But what excites me is you throw a sprinkle of skipjack in there, which they're catching too.
Yeah, I mean, Dorado.
Right, but I mean, the skipjack doesn't get the luster, right? Doesn't get the limelight, but when you have that in the mix, dude, it adds sparklers to the darn bite, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're in a day and a half and they're limited out and they go, well, we can't dig anymore, we're going to have to go in and go rock fishing to fill out the trip.
Right?
Right? Because we still got so much time. And it's like, you look at the offer, you go, that's a nice selection of fish down there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, life is good. And, you know, I know somebody's report that is going to be very good this week, because I know there's some great fishing as our bro Marcos over at Seaford. We got him standing by this morning, Corey.
We do. And it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know it's also the place to get your lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents. I know one of Pete's favorites is that ice cream, right? That Haagen-Dazs. Don't tell Lolly.
If you don't know how to get to Summit, you can literally follow me after the show. I was questioning if I had enough fuel to make it, and I was bound and determined to not give an extra 40 cents to the corner station by my house, and I made it on fumes.
So I
will be directly going to Summit afterwards. It's 40 cents cheaper a gallon than my.
That's unbelievable.
Cents, that's real money, you know?
Like, it's crazy. And ice is nearly half the price of other places, and only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And I can't believe they're still offering this. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. It's Summit Gasoline, only at the San Diego Sports Arena. And, man, the place to do it. And I'm sure Marcos has got a little bit of skipjack to add to the equation here. Good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. And, actually, we did have a few skipjack in the count over the last couple of days here. So definitely some great fishing. A little inconsistent at times, especially on those full-day trips here. Struggling a bit, some great days, seeing bluefin and yellowtail on the full days. Half day still really good. Seeing a lot of yellowtail, bonita in the mix. A lot of twilight on Friday night, 110 bonito. Or I'm sorry, Thursday night. And last night was actually last twilight.
Wow.
Yeah, limits of bonito.
Crazy.
But unfortunately that one has come to a close. We made it through September on the twilight, you know, and it's really nice to see that twilight regaining its popularity. There's a while there where it kind of fell out of favor, but we'll be right back at it next season with that, and hopefully it just continues as good there. Like I said, the half days, full days, pretty good fishing there. The longer trips, definitely some really good fishing with those bluefin, a lot of yellowfin in the mix, and skipjack, actually some Dorado in the mix also. So all around great fishing. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We still got plenty of trips going out. You can see the full schedule up there. Those half days, full days, day and a half, 2 days, some 1 days in the mix there. And you can make all those reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, say hi, grab a burrito next door, make sure your gear's all ready to go, because fishing's still pretty solid right now, and I think it'll continue for a bit here. And not a surprise, we've seen it pretty consistently over the last decade, so September and October is great fishing. So I wouldn't put away the gear yet and plan on some more great fishing, make your reservations, and get out there.
That's well, it, man.
That's saying it good, man.
It's the fall. Like, right? This is just what we wait for, Marcos. Good weather, great fishing, yeah. Variety. There's still nighttime bluefin to be had on jigs. There's still big, you know, trophy bluefin to be had, kite fishing. There's numbers fishing. You can catch a yellowfin on the popper. Like, you can go west, you can go south, you can go northwest of the Cortez. Like, all of those things are at an option right now. Like, this is the time that we live for. I'm with you. Not only not put the rods away, like, this is prime time as far as I'm concerned.
And just to kind of reflect that, I know it seems like, hey, September, October, the season's waning. Reservations are still a very, very good idea on these trips because we have this time of season, we have a lot of charters Thursday, Friday, Saturday through the weekend there, which kind of limits open party options. So definitely make reservations, even though it might seem like it's slowing down. It's really not.
Yep.
No, absolutely.
Well said, Marcos. Well, a great report as always, brother. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Oh, thanks, man, Marcos. A great report, and it was brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by the location of Old Town on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make your reservation today.
No doubt about that. You know, speaking of C4 sport fishing and all the great stuff going on there, we had a lot of fun the last time you and I got to do the show together when we had Brant from Charlie's Landing come down.
I knew where you were going. Man,
got the full sample of everything they do, and just what an awesome spot if you're going fishing at a C4, especially if you're doing one of those overnight trips, to not have to worry about stopping by and grabbing fast food on your way down, knowing that you can get killer quality right there at C4th at Charlie's.
Or, Rick, if you've got a charter group, right? Like most of those boats, unless you're fortunate enough to be on the Pizza Port, right, sponsored trip on the Tribute, right, where they offer that kind of stuff. Most trips, all of them, don't really offer anything on the way out. So if you've got a charter group and you want to fulfill the need to feed 20 or 25 people,
that was one of the things that I was blown away on. It's not necessarily just food on the Charlie's Landing menu. That's like Brant's background. He's a high-end caterer. You know, to groups of over 1,000 or more. Like that is like what they do. So if you know you've got a charter group going ahead of time, he'll cater what you want. You want ribs, you want barbecue, you want whatever. Like you can get a hold of him. Hey, I got 20 guys. I got a charter on the Cortez. We're going next Thursday night. Can you have it ready for me? You show up for your charter at 6 o'clock, there's everything in aluminum trays ready to go. You'll have dinner for all 20 of your guys. Whatever the scenario is, from just getting a burger and a beer and getting your first beer for a buck because you got a ticket going out of C4th to full charter prep, they got everything. Those guys are killing it. I'm really stoked to see it.
I'm excited to get over there and try the smash burger, man.
Hello.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. Well, Charlie's Landing, go check them out right next door to C4 Sport Fishing. Let's jump right back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Tim? Tim calling us from Northridge. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Good morning, gentlemen, and Rosie.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on our annual trip that Rosie takes care of us. I take clients. They come from across the country to come. And the main thing, the common theme, is the no-hassle Rosie factor. And that's what our group terms it. Talk about customer service. Obviously, the trip, the fishing was fabulous. We've never seen a white sea bass school like mackerel, all 25 to 30-pound fish. My clients from Georgia got two big black sea bass that were released and just had an excellent time. But no one surpasses Rosie and her customer service. On the way back, we mishandled a bag. That was our fault. Rosie's comment to me was, I'm going to track that bag down and find it. Before we got them back up to LAX airport that same day, he got a call from Rosie. Rosie told him, I found your bag, and I will get it to you back to Georgia. So kudos to Rosie and her entire crew. I think the best thing that we like about not only the fishing, the lodge, but it's the people of the town. And that's who we've fallen in love with, her entire group that she's put together and the friendships that we've made throughout the years. And also congratulations to Sandra, who is now the school principal. So next year we are bringing down a ton of school supplies for her to pass out at her discretion.
How cool is this, Tim?
Oh, I love this. That's rad. Great job, Tim. Yeah, well said, man.
And just to let you know, Tim, Sid received his box yesterday. I tracked it all the way back there. So.
Wow. Incredible stuff, it, Tim.
Great story, Tim.
For sure. We're going to have to hear more about Sandra. I want to know how Sandra's affiliated with Sadro Sport Fish.
She's our hostess at Lodge 2.
Incredible. Now principal. Hey, we're going to be right back. More of that. We're going to say goodbye to 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app when we return, not only on the YouTube and Facebook Live. We're going to be right back with Rosie from Sadro Sport Fishing.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats, as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.